You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome into Good Morning Football. We are live in New York City. It is Friday, May 5th, or as everybody else knows it, it is Cinco de Mayo. Hey. I'm Sarah Walsh, alongside Kyle Brandt, Jason McCourty, and Mike Garofolo, Broncos cornerback. Pat Surtain is going to join us later in the hour. In the studio? In studio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In action. Lamar Jackson signed his historic deal yesterday. Then he met with the Baltimore Press. And after that, he met with our Sherry Burris.
Well, first off, congratulations, Lamar, on the new contract. When you think of these past couple months, what is the emotion of this roller coaster that you've been on to get to this point as the ink is drying on your new contract?
Oh, man, very emotional. I wouldn't say ups and downs because I wasn't ever down, you know, but it was a lot of naysayers. You can't get this done. You know, you need an agent, this and that. But to finally get something done and do it with your original team, it's amazing. I feel great about it.
Your head coach, Sean Harbaugh, even GM Eric DaCosta, never faltered in that you were their guy. Even OBJ giving you a call out saying he wanted you here. What does that mean to you and the community that they wanted you so bad back here in Baltimore?
It means a lot to me, especially your head coach, you know, a newcomer receiver. And then the community, you know, the fan base is crazy here and I love it. You know, I wouldn't want to go anyplace else. And just for them to have my back throughout the whole process is amazing. And I'm just glad we finally got it done.
At one point you did request a trade. What is it about this organization? You said you really didn't care for other teams. What is it about being here in Baltimore?
Oh, man, the fan base, how the people love you. Like, they really embrace you here. Like, once you're a player here, like the say around here, like, you know, once a Raven, always a Raven. And it's really true, you know. And I've seen that with the fans. You know, they was DMing me all on my social media. Someone cursing me out, but I know it was all love, so I really never cared about it, you know, because I know they wanted me here, so the fan base, I'll say.
All right, Sherry, thanks. It is Friday, so it is time to run some hook and lateral. Will Selva is joining us from L.A. Hi, Will. Sure. Mike, we're going to start with you. Yeah. New contract, new offense. What version of Lamar Jackson will we see this season?
I think we're going to see a loose Lamar Jackson. I mean, we always see a loose Lamar Jackson, though. But what I think is we're going to see a dedicated Lamar Jackson. What I mentioned yesterday was now that you got all your weapons, now that you got your offensive coordinator, now that you got your contract, I want to see if there's some kind of ailment bothering you late in the season. We've seen that the last 2 years. Play through that. Battle through it. And I think we're going to see that from Lamar Jackson. I think a fully committed Lamar Jackson is a fair way of putting it, and I really think he's going to buy into what Todd Monken is doing. I think the two of them are really going to vibe the offensive coordinator and Jackson along with these weapons to be more of a vertical threat. We've seen it, right? Like, I know a lot of people say, well, he can't throw this and he can't throw outside the numbers toward the sideline. He's made those throws through his career. I think you're going to start to see those things consistently. I think they're going to have those shots called more often. Yep. It's not just going to be, well, how do we play off his legs? It's going to be a full-blown NFL passing game that you are going to have to account for down the field, vertically, on all parts of the field. I think it's going to be fun. I can't wait to cover it. All right, Kyle, it is the Run for the Roses tomorrow. Some people consider famous horses like Secretariat some of the top athletes ever. What's your stance on athletes with four legs?
I agree with it. I mean, I support it. I agree with it. We can agree, Sarah, that horses are incredible athletes. By all metrics, let's just talk about the genetic talent. Some of these horses, I understand, can be clocked at 44 miles per hour. If you were to do that in Indianapolis, I think that's about a 3.3 40-yard dash. I mean, it's really, really fast. They have a 4-foot height in their jump occasionally, so that would be a 48-inch vertical. And this is the work ethic, too. These horses run and run and run. They get put in a stall. They get shipped all over the country. They don't lie down to sleep. They just stand up to sleep. If you're talking about Manowar, Secretariat, Seabiscuit, absolutely phenomenal athletes. If you put a bat in Secretariat's mouth, I bet it could hit a home run out of Yankee Stadium. I completely believe it. And we just don't have at this point in 2023, Sarah, too many sports that are animal dependent. I think we should champion those sports. Like, I'm not tuning in for polo. Those dog racing things on ESPN2 in the middle of the night, those are great.
The dog show,
great, but there's not really so much competition. The dog show is still a little weird. I don't understand why they lift the tail. It's weird. It is a pageant, but I think they are definitely phenomenal athletes, and I cannot wait to watch. I hope Rap Sheet's horse wins, and we'll talk about that shortly. Will Selva, yeah. California, you're yes. our guy. Over the last 2 days, we've discovered that it was Star Wars Day yesterday. I can hang in Star Wars knowledge for sure, but also Jason and I had trivia today about the movie Friday, starring Ice Cube and Chris Tucker, and I held my own. Which film franchise do you have in-depth knowledge of, and you just don't tell us about?
All right, here it goes. Free Your Mind.
Morpheus.
Whoa. Okie dokie. Okay, free my mind. Do you hear that, Mr. Anderson? That's the sound of inevitability. Goodbye, Mr. Anderson. My name is Neo.
I feel like when Will is not on with us, in the large segments that he's not on with us, this is what Will's doing. Like, they don't have the mic up, but Will's just off camera working on something.
He's so good at it. You're so talented. I love that you ran off to the car to grab your Sunoco sunglasses to be Neo. They really sold it, Will. You couldn't do it without them. Go ahead,
no,
Will.
KB,
just toss it to the next
this
person.
Is from, yeah. This is from when Aaron Jones was on our program, and I just had him here.
Oh,
so I didn't
yeah.
have to even go to my car.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so even better. Okay, Jason, this is for you. Kyle's been doing his quarterback tiers all week, and Twitter's absolutely fallen in love with it, as has Instagram. Yeah. It's been terrific. So who would be in your tier one of defensive backs?
Oh, I love that. Whenever you start to rank things and you put a screen grab up, it goes on social media and Kyle is actually killed for no matter what he ranks anybody. Lucky for me, this would just be me talking. You won't be able to screen grab anything. But when you talk about tier one, I'm only talking about cornerbacks. Safety position is easy. I am going with Pat Surtain, Sauce Gardner, and Jalen Ramsey. Those are the three guys in my tier one. All three of them have the ability to lock up man-to-man, stand at the line of scrimmage, and play you a mano-a-mano, but also they're versatile. You have Jalen Ramsey playing inside, playing outside, doing whatever the defense needs. Sauce Gardner comes in year one, lives up to all the expectations, goes out there, wears the cheese head in Lambo and absolutely balls. Pat Surtain, an absolute technician, patient at the line of scrimmage, can cover up any receiver in the NFL. These guys not only cover you, but they tackle, and they also go get the ball when it is in the air. This is my tier one of cornerbacks in the NFL. Love it. Sarah, it is your turn. You've been blessed to live in Tampa, grow up. You know that area well. There's a newcomer who's walking into town, and Baker Mayfield. He needs some do's and don'ts from within the locker room, but also when he's out around town.
All right, let me start with the obvious. Don't be Tom Brady, but I don't even need to say that because Baker started off his press conference saying, hey, I don't have to be that guy. I think that's pretty understandable. What I can tell you is I've heard rave reviews about Baker Mayfield in a short time in Tampa already in that building. They really love him there and that he's really gotten involved and close with Kyle Trask, and they have a good relationship there. Let me give you some other advice outside of the football field there. You got to embrace the weather. We have great weather most of the time, but you got to learn to love the humidity because otherwise that is going to be a losing battle. You just have to learn to embrace it. In terms of visiting some places, we have some of the best beaches in the entire country. Do visit the beaches. Maybe don't visit some of the establishments on Dale Mabry that light up in neon. That would just be just a tip of advice. I hear McCourty laughing at that one, unless that was Mike G. What else can I tell you? We're known for our grouper sandwiches. Go get yourself a grouper sandwich. Maybe book a seat at the dessert room at Burns Steakhouse. Very popular there. And then don't drop a Lombardi in the Hillsborough Pearl River, but maybe do put yourself in position to have to do that. Hey, wait, one other quick one.
Yeah.
If you learn nothing from that other quarterback we just had in Tampa, it's tie your jet skis up when you're done using because those things will float away.
You guys have a groupie sandwich?
Grouper sandwich, not a groupie. Well, grouper. They might have
grouper.
That,
too. I didn't know what that was.
Groupie? Child's mind is somewhere else.
What else we got?
We have those. We got a speed round coming up. Everyone gets 20 seconds to answer this question. Ian Rappaport is part owner of Jace's Road. That is a three-year-old colt who will compete in tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. What should Ian name his next horse, Mike?
Well, the greatest name in horse racing was already taken. That is Hoof Hearted. Two words, Jason McCourty. When you say them fast, it sounds like something different. But I'm going to go with something more in line with what Ian does for a living. I'm going to go with Purse Horses, right? You really don't know if the name is good until you... So you gotta say it like a horse announcer. Down the stretch they come! Purse Sources by a nose. Yes, going with Purse Sources. I like that one right there.
That's beautiful.
It sounds like Purse Horses, too, because then you can make money putting your purse on the horses. But you want to grab somebody's attention with a phrase that is very irritating to people. They don't like it, but they have a visceral reaction to it. And Ian uses this phrase all the time, even though he knows it annoys people. So I think Ian's horse should be called Officially Official, which is something he tweets constantly. And when anybody signs something, there's a picture of somebody signing, and Ian goes, Officially Official. That's the name of the horse. Will, what do you got?
Since I do a lot of breaking news stories with Ian, I mean, you can do Just In. You can do Breaker. You can also do Ravishing Rap Sheet, the sheet of rap. Or because we know that he's a big hip-hop head, that maybe he's like swagger like us. You know, he does Jay-Z.
Oh, look
maybe
at you,
something
Will.
Like that.
Nice.
You know, or Dear Mama. Tupac, I don't know. Those would be mine.
I love that, Will.
Well, so
can we not just graze past the fact that Ian Rappaport is buying horses? Like, that is big money. Like, Purse Sources, all of his information. He's at the top of the food chain right now. But if I'm going to name his horse, found out that Ian Rappaport, a big Nas fan, came on, broke down hip-hop for us right here on this show. The name of his horse would be Illmatic. Nas's famous album right there came out in 94. Sarah, what you got?
I'm going Hold the Phone for Ian. Just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Oh,
obviously,
that's a good one.
Ian doesn't put the phone down, so I would go Hold the Phone. Does Ian put the phone down in the fastest 2 minutes in all of sports? You know what I mean? What's Ian do with the phone during the two-minute race?
That's true. What if some massive thing happens in the middle of it? That's true. Hold the Phone.
Yeah.
That sounds like track one off of Ian's hip-hop album, Horses and Sources. That's going to just fly, Ian. That's going to be huge.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I see that.
So many good options for Ian. Now Ian's got to buy another horse. He's got to buy another 10 horses. Still to come on GFB, the horses are ready. So is Ian. He's going to check in with us live from Churchill Downs. We got names for him.
Is that true? Wow. Plus, speaking of horses, we got Broncos. All-pro cornerback Pat Surtain.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey,
heading into his third season, has quickly become one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. Please give a warm welcome to Broncos cornerback Pat Surtain.
What's up, Pat? What's up, baby?
Yes, sir.
You look good, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Excited. Appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on here, man. I'm a big fan. Love watching you out there dominate. Year two last year, you make the huge jump from year one, go to a Pro Bowl, ball out. What did you learn from year one to year two that helped you take your game to the next level?
You know, year one obviously was like, you know, the first step to everything. You know, learning the ins and outs of the NFL, schematically, mentally. Then once that second year came, that's when I sort of got the hang of it. You know, I locked in and approached it differently. You know, my confidence, you know, grew and my play grew. So, you know, that's what allowed me to, you know, reach that next level and play at a high level.
You play a really high level, man. It was fun to watch you play. And then in the offseason, look, a lot of teams change coaches. There are not a lot of teams that change coaches to Sean Payton. That's a big coaching change. It's cool. It's exciting. What has been the Payton experience? Like, has it been what you thought? And what's it like already, even though you haven't played a game with him yet?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. You could just tell, like, the culture, you know, around, you know, the organization around the building changed a little bit. You know, he's very locked in. You know, he's familiar, and he knows what it takes to win. So, you know, when you bring in a guy like that, you know, you expect greatness, you expect high expectations. And, you know, so far it's been proven. You know, we're working out like a championship team.
Really?
You know, we're working out hard, you know, day in and day out. So, you know, as a team collectively, we could see progress.
What's an example of the culture change? How did you feel it, or how did you even just see it right in front of you?
So we had our team meeting, and soon as we started, you know, he was just so locked in and dialed in, talking about what he sees going forward, moving forward, and, you know, no social media, no media involved as of now, you know, so we just, you know, locked in, laser focused. So that's his approach towards the season.
Going to be fascinating to watch that culture change out there in Denver. The draft just ended for the Broncos. Didn't have a ton of picks, but brought in a couple of guys early on, Marvin Mims and the fundamentally sound Riley Moss. I couldn't help myself, Jason McCourty. Fundamentally sound. He's a hustle guy. What did you think of the picks, and have you gotten a chance to talk to any of those guys yet?
I think they're pretty good picks. Obviously, you know, they fit around our needs. Drew Sanders, he actually played with me at Alabama his freshman year, so I'm pretty familiar with him. He could play. Riley, I haven't talked to yet, but I've seen his film. He could play. And Skinner, the safety, you know, I watch his film too. So, you know, we got a lot of good pieces coming in for the team and for the secondary. So I'm excited, you know, to see what they got and see what they bring to the table. Mm-hmm.
When you talk about some of these guys that got drafted, it felt like this year we heard so many names that were so familiar, like the Joey Porter Jr. legacy players who's had either parents or relatives that played in the NFL. So what's your advice to guys like a Joey Porter Jr. coming into the league following his father's footsteps when you know what something like that is like?
Yeah, obviously it's high expectations for you, but it's like you've dealt with it your whole life since you, you know, stepped, you know, playing football. So I just think the main thing is, you know, to always have that same work ethic, you know, always have that chip on your shoulder no matter what it is, and, you know, just go out there and compete at a high level, you know, and just, you know, prove your reasoning into why you belong, you know, in the league. So, you know, it's just, you know, football is football at the end of the day. You know, this is what we all love to do, you know. So, you know, I just feel like you just play your game, you know, just focus on that.
Get out there and compete. All right, let's get into fun stuff. We need some of your takes. All right, like earlier this week, we were ranking some of the AFC quarterbacks, and Kyle on the show, Kyle Brandt's basement, he ranked them. I want you to take a look at some of his rankings right here, and I want you to see, all right, who should possibly would be higher, where you see these guys. You see at the very top is Patrick Mahomes, and you go down the list. Now, he did it by tiers.
Yeah.
So Mahomes is in a tier of his own. Then the next tier, you have Burrow and Josh Allen and so forth. So Jimmy at five is in his own tier, and then a lot of question marks were in tier six of some of the names. So if you had to say a quarterback on this list, you'd be like, I think he should be a little bit higher
or
someone
lower.
That could be possibly lower. You've competed, you know who these guys are.
Let me see. I think tier one through four are pretty solid. I think you could add one more. I think Trevor could go up a little higher, in my opinion. Yeah, I just felt like last year he had a, you know, pretty good year leading his team to the playoffs. I don't know how far they went to the
second round.
Divisional. Yeah, in the second year, I think that's pretty good. And, you know, he's still proving himself in the league. So, you know, he's up and coming. So I think he should, you know, be in that team.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's. I think that a lot of people think that. That's probably wrong. let's just look at number one.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. You are a Broncos cornerback. Mm-hmm. He is the Chiefs. You going to beat this guy? Are you guys going to beat this guy? He's good, right? I mean, tell us from your perspective. We all know he's good. What's it like out there against him?
I mean, just, you know, when you out there, you know, you watch so much film on him, you know, he's just, the throws they make is, like, incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what he's going to do next. He's like a magician out there. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you're on the field with him and you just, you know, obviously playing against him, it's like, okay, I'm locked in, I'm dialed in. Then you see it live in action. It's like, it's crazy. For instance, against us last year, it was like a broken play. He scrambled to the right. My boy Justin was about to tackle him. And at the last minute, he just, like, flipped it to the running back. Mm-hmm. And it's like he wasn't even looking at him or nothing. It's just like he knew he was there. Like,
yeah. We watched that play over and over again. McKinnon down the sideline.
It was crazy. Like, his IQ is off the charts. And obviously, him and that, you know, whole offensive scheme they got going on is pretty, you know, they're very fundamental with it.
Yeah. He's on the field. He's rolling away from you, right? And you're covering on the backside of the play. You better still.
Yeah.
Antenna's still up.
You got to faster. You know,
faster,
you got to lock on because, you know, obviously he can make any throw on the field. Mm. He, you know, he creates his own play. So it is what it is, though.
Batman.
Yeah.
How's Russ doing?
He's doing well.
Yeah? You in touch with him? Like, we haven't heard from him. He goes in his little offseason thing. What's up with Russell Wilson?
Russ doing fine. He's doing well. You know, obviously, he's in for OTAs, working with the team, doing well. You know, just getting in with the offense, you know, schematically with the playbooks and, you know, all of that. And obviously, you know, he's got a strong work ethic. So, you know, he's looking forward to this season coming up. And you could just tell by his attitude, his demeanor, that he's ready and, you know, focused on the season coming up. So,
I believe you. And believe me when we say this, a guy that we love is Kareem Jackson. Love him. Okay.
Kareem is my boy.
Jack.
And he was right here in that seat.
Yeah.
So he's your teammate last year. And last fall, you guys fly across the ocean. And everybody in the world is hearing the story that Russ is doing high knees up and down the aisle.
That's
of the
reaction
plane.
When you know what's coming. Yeah.
We knew. So we asked Kareem, like, Kareem, did you see this? Like, what was, did he, was he really doing it? And here's Kareem's answer.
And at the time, I didn't know. I obviously was flying to London at the time, you know, so, you know, it got to the point where everybody's on the plane sleep. And I think it was Pat. Pat might have texted a group message when we landed. He was like, man, did y'all see Russ? And I'm like, nah, man, I was knocked out. He was like, man, he was doing high knees. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, no, he was doing high knees up and down the aisle. And I was like, all right, well, I guess that's what we're doing.
All right, so true story?
Tell us
the story.
So I was asleep.
Right.
You know, obviously it's a long flight, so I try to get as much rest as possible. Then, like, while I was resting, like, I'd be hearing, like, noises up and down, you know, the aisle. So I was wondering, like, what's going on? So, I wake up, and I look to my right. You know, I see Russ, you know, doing, like, a whole, you know, like a whole routine. Like a whole
warm-up
regimen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at the time, you know, he had an injury. And, of course, you know, he got his, you know, his trainers with him on the plane doing certain stuff. And I'm like, man, this dude, like, next level with it. Like, he locked in. Then I looked, I'm like, he's doing high knees up and down the aisle, you know, stretching. I'm like, okay. Yeah, he's ready.
Uh-huh. Did you get, like, high knees in with him?
No. I had to get my rest.
did you hit the text thread after the flight?
Yeah, I was like, y'all seen Russ whole workout regimen? He was like, nah. I was like, damn, I must have been the only one that seen it.
So when they say, like, no, I didn't see it, were you like, guys, he was doing high knees up and down the aisle? And they're like, no, he wasn't.
Yeah, like, no, he wasn't. But I had, it was a DB group chat, but there were other guys, mm-hmm. you know, that was on the plane.
Yeah, sure.
Right next to me that seen it as well, too. I was like, yeah, he was doing it.
What'd you hear? God. Like, just grunts or just the...
Yeah, you know, stumbling on the floor, you know, up and down the aisle. I was just, like, wondering. I was curious, and I seen him. I was like, oh.
Full commitment, right?
That's dedication.
I just wonder if the seatbelt...
That's who he is, though. That's
I hear
he
that.
Is.
Yeah, if the seatbelt sign was on at the time, and he should have been
that's
in
a good question,
Mike.
Or you hit people's, like, elbows as you're going down, you know?
Yeah. Like the drink cart. Yeah, right.
That's when the docuseries comes out.
That's right.
You get all the behind the scenes. But, hey, Pat, man, appreciate you coming by.
Hey, you're the best.
Enjoy New York City. Have a blast, man. Come by anytime.
I'm enjoying it for sure.
I know you are.
You see the best of season in the Sean Payton era there in Denver.
Yes, ma'am.
And
thank you.
Looking forward to watching it.
Hello, and welcome to Barnes & Noble, where the GMFB Book Club, Yes, It Is Funny, Mike, gets together to discuss what book we're reading. And right now, our current book is a collection of short stories featuring members of this year's draft class called Class Act, the story of the 2023 NFL draft class. And there's Bryce, and there's CJ, and there's Anthony. And look at this. Forward by Guy Fieri. Who knew?
Oh, yes.
It's incredible. Take us to Flavortown. That really is Kansas City in so many ways, and that's where this story originated. So we all have copies of the book.
Yes.
We've all read it, right? You don't show up to the book club having not read, Jason.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Cliff Notes.
All right, Cliff's Notes. Shout out to Cliff, wherever he is. So let's break down our thoughts on the book. We go around the table. We would normally have, like, drinks and snacks and stuff like that. I want you to pick one chapter or short story within the book that you particularly liked and share what you enjoyed about it, if you found any motifs, any themes you want to share with us. And guess what? Jason, we start with you.
I get to start.
Yes.
Oh, nothing like going first. I'm going to go with chapter 9, and it is how to get a tight end. There were 9 tight ends drafted. Yes. In the first 3 rounds.
Is that a self-help book?
Sounds like a dating book.
Yeah.
All right, I get it.
It can be used for whatever. Books inspire people for different parts of their lives.
Sure do.
How to get a tight end could mean somebody, a young woman, is maybe going through a divorce. How to get a tight end has her own type of appreciation for it. It could be a general manager in the NFL looking for the next Travis Kelce. And this book, in this chapter, short story, gives you the guideline on how to do so. From what you do at the NFL Combine to what you do at Pro Days to how to conduct yourself during the interviews, whether you're telling a prospect that their answers are boring and they're boring you, or whether you're doing other things, this will help you in probably just 10 short days figure out how to get a tight end. And in the very end, they don't all pan out. And that's how it
don't comes. Ruin it for me.
Not everyone gets a it's tight end.
Not
know?
Everyone gets a tight end. There's a variety and there's different flavors for everybody. But the point is, you attempt it, you try it, and you give it your best effort.
It's great. You know how in school when you wouldn't read the book, like Jason obviously didn't read the book, and you just have to BS with the best of them? Jason, that was really good. I mean, that
Thank
was great you. BSing.
Thank you. You guys, make sure you read that, chapter 9.
Yeah. Chapter 9. Mike, what chapter or story do you want to share?
Well, one time I was supposed to read 2001 A Space Odyssey,
sure.
And instead I watched the movie, which only led to more confusion. I'm sure the book would have been less confusing. Is that?
I would think so.
I don't think I passed that that book report. I particularly enjoyed chapters 8 and 12 of this book. Two different chapters. It was kind of a buddy book, basically.
Yeah.
It's two guys by the name of Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Mm.
And they travel back in time. The name of the chapters, because there was two of them, because I have to commit to that now, was called Running Back the Clock, parts 1 and 2 here. Mm. And it's about these two guys. They travel back in time to a time where the running back was a little bit more valued than he is right now. And they basically have to save the running back species.
Yeah, it's dramatic, isn't it?
It's fascinating. I'm not going to ruin it for you, although we all read the chapters. We're supposed to before we show up to book class.
That's right.
Those are the rules. But I really found some allegories and themes about, you know, the distribution of wealth.
Uh-huh.
Basically about modern capitalism. Or is it socialism? I don't know. But I'm not going to get into that discussion because that's touchy for some people.
It's really good, Mike.
But I really thought it's about how the working class is just not really appreciated and there's no sustainability in the way that things are set up right now in modern society. And these two really have to save the day. Do they? I'm not going to ruin it for you. You got to go read the chapters.
Like, shades of Upton Sinclair.
Yeah.
The jungle. I mean, some really impressive. Working class, the running backs. Mike did good BS too. Now, that brings us to you, my friend, Sarah Walsh. What part of the book that you definitely read cover to cover really stood out to you?
Definitely read early on. So I'm not saying that I read the rest of the book, but early on in chapter 2, it's the chapter's called The Texas Two-Step.
Great.
Mm.
In relation to a Texas team drafting someone number 2 overall in C.J. Stroud. And it's a two-step process because they didn't just get C.J. Stroud. Then the next step, Will Anderson right after him, because this is a chapter about the resurrection of a franchise.
Mm.
This is a story about redemption when this young man right here has been doubted, even though he was drafted 2 overall, but let's just play along. He was doubted having to do with test scores, what have you, and that's just the draft process. You got to knock people down to build them back up. But this is a man that is taking over a franchise that's struggled as of late. 5 coaches in the last 4 seasons, which is a really unbelievable number to me and a stat. And this is a Texans team that has had the worst record over the last 2 seasons. It was an ugly end for certain players there that we've talked about earlier in the show. Big names are gone, and J.J. Watt. This is a team that has really been in disrepair the last couple of years. And now, thanks to the Texas two-step, C.J. Stroud and company trying to bring them back to those Texas glory days.
Kind of a show off, sir. I gotta say, you're kind of a show off.
Texas too slow.
Yeah, it's good. You're the person who shows up and is like, well, the first time I read it, I thought this. But then the next time through, and all the way, I wanna give a shout out to all four of us for keeping it real. No e-readers, no Kindles, good old fashioned paper. Well, it's great. It's not green, but it is great. I'll just bring us home. I really like the short story, and I'm not making a pun there when I say short story. It was called Of Bryce and Men. I don't know if you saw that. It was about a diminutive gentleman, at least he was considered that, who goes and follows his dream. And he goes out to like kind of like the countryside. In this case, it would be Carolina. And there were a lot of doubts. And can he be a man amongst men? Can he be a boy amongst men? He's a really talented guy. He's really brilliant. People see his limitations and they judge him. And they really, really shouldn't. And I think this story of Bryce and Men, unlike the one about the mice, is going to have a much, much happier ending. Of Mice and Men has one of the most depressing endings of all time. Mm-hmm. Of Bryce and Men, I think, is going to be ending with them being the surprise team of 2023. The Frank Reich authored, you know how they'll do like, Bryce Young, but it's like really written by Frank Reich. You know how that is, Mike, you're a writer, you know, you get it. That's how this is going to go. It's going to be Bryce Young's going to be the big name and Frank Reich the little name, but Frank Reich deserves much credit. Of Bryce and Men.
Reminds me of Out of the Blue by Victor Cruz.
And Peter Schrager. Yes. Yeah, that's all contractual, I'm sure, how big the font is. Because Peter's was really little, and Victor Cruz was like a Times Square. Peter wrote a book about Victor Cruz, and I do mean Peter wrote it. Is anything anybody else wants to share? Do we have snacks? Do we have drinks? Do we have
finger
anything?
Sandwiches? I feel like finger sandwiches is a
definitely,
thing.
Yes.
Yeah, does Cliff's Notes still exist?
I don't know.
I sure hope so.
I think it's that ChatGPT now or whatever, right? You don't even need the Cliff Notes. You don't even need to read, just have the paper written for you. Gladly none of you guys did that. Jason, I'm really impressed. And I like that you committed and you put in the time. And by that, I mean to the segment. Sarah, why don't you get us out of here and we'll go drink.
Yeah, what are we doing? Coming up, it's Cinco de Mayo, by the way. Coming up, we are talking our favorite, exactly. That's what the reference was for. Our NFL workhorses with a Kentucky Derby-themed segment you won't want to miss. This is going to be a good one.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, let's go to Rap Sheet. There he is, always has a finger on the pulse of the breaking news here in the NFL Media Group. We know Giants defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence agrees to a 4-year. Never mind any of that for a hot second. Ian Rappaport, Louisville, Kentucky, Kentucky Derby. What are you doing? Because it's exciting as hell.
It is exciting for me as well. Well, right now I'm sitting in my hotel room, if you couldn't tell. I'm getting ready to go to Kentucky Oaks, which is today, Kentucky Derby, which is tomorrow. This is our third time that we've been, but this is the first time that we have a stake in a horse that is actually in the Kentucky Derby. Jace's Road, a horse that we are minority owners in, is in the Kentucky Derby. He's, I would say, a long shot. He was extremely nice and sweet. and looks like someone who's, I think, ready to win the Kentucky Derby.
Hell yes.
I like that. I love horses. I was trying to pick your brain in the break because I want to be where you are. I've been asking for a horse since I was 2 years old. What made you want to get involved in horse racing, Ian?
Well, for us, it was, we're getting ready to celebrate our 10th wedding anniversary, and we were kind of coming up with things that we could do, and Kentucky Derby's always been on the bucket list. So we were like, all right, we'll take one trip to the Kentucky Derby. That is Parnak, another horse that we have a stake in, by the way, Philly, who's actually racing on Sunday. But so we were like planning a bucket list trip. We did the Kentucky Derby. It was absolutely mind-blowingly amazing, one of the best sporting events and experiences we've ever had. And then the plane back, we kind of looked at each other like, so you want to do this every year? That same year, we went to Belmont. The following year, we went to the Derby, where there was some COVID in the middle there. But the following year, we went to Preakness, took our kids. And this year, we partnered up with America's Best Racing for a stake in Stardom, which is a program they have where people like myself get a stake in, a minority stake in a horse. And now it turns out the horse is really, really fast and in the Kentucky Derby. And from West Point Thoroughbreds, that's where Jace's Road is from. And the whole thing is literally wild.
Yeah, I love it. And you just said 10 years, so married, have kids, have a family. All of that, where would your horse win in the Kentucky Derby rank on the list of major life achievements?
I mean, it's so weird because, like, I never even imagined this. Like, I knew we were getting a stake in a horse, and you sort of figure, like, oh, they'll be, you know, he'll be running in some small races, maybe go see him in Saratoga. Watching the Louisiana Derby and seeing Jace's Road finish third and knowing how fast he went and the amount of points that he accumulated there probably put him in the Kentucky Derby. Like, it was all crazy. And trying to imagine winning has been, like, weird. Like, it kind of, like, it makes me nervous. It gives me goosebumps. Like, it's all, it's crazy. I actually, like, I imagine the celebration will be great, but thinking of him actually crossing the finish line and winning, like, I almost can't even fathom.
Forgive me if I'm less than enthused.
What do you mean?
Well, because there's a spreadsheet amongst the three insiders, Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, and here's the spreadsheet right there. Hopefully you don't zoom in too much to see what's going on here.
Yeah, what's
what does that say right there, Kyle? On call for the weekend. What's the name that you see right there? Right there?
Mike.
Mike, that's me. Okay.
Yeah.
So forgive
what does that
me.
Mean, on call for the weekend?
It means that I'm working and somebody isn't. That's what that means. Somebody's hanging out with my buddy Fred Mittick,
yesterday,
who I introduced him to. We did break in the middle of my round of golf, which I was trying to get in, and you interrupted that one. So forgive me. You know, you're hanging out there at the parties. You're seeing all these celebrities. You're hanging out with my buddy Fred Mittick, who's going to pour you an amazing bourbon, who I introduced you to. And then I'm here working. So you know there's going to be news, which is a question in the prompter, so I'm going to ask it anyway. If you run into anyone NFL-related, mm-hmm. do you plan on putting your NFL insider hat back on? And I hope it's a big, goofy hat.
No, I really don't. And like, I kind of don't like that. When we're doing non-work things, which obviously this is a pretty good non-work thing, I don't love to be like, all right, well, now that I got you and maybe we've had a drink or two, like, let's talk about what really happened wherever. You know, like, I don't, or like, oh, hey, you know, I heard you almost signed here, but you went here, or are you getting traded? Like, if I do run into some players, and I already know there's a bunch who are coming. Actually, Mahomes is calling riders up, so he will be here, and Josh Allen's going to be here. I hope to talk about zero football with them, and I hope that they also talk about zero football with me. All horses.
Yeah, I can't imagine that any of those guys are going to try to chat you up about football. And due respect, I don't think they want to talk about it to anybody. But I want to talk to you about looking out for you. When Jace's Road wins the Kentucky Derby, those post-Kentucky Derby celebration shots are the most awkward in sports. They lead the league in missed high fives and bad hugs and high tens and all of that. When it happens, I believe it's going to happen. What kind of celebration are you going to do? Are you going to, like, you know, dip Leah? Are you going to just hug everybody you can? Have you thought about this? Because this video will follow you everywhere more than that time the football hit you on the sideline. This is going to be the new video.
Yeah, so I actually, this part I've thought about. And so I think my plan is put the hand up and just leave it up. And whoever wants to hit the hand, hits the hand. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm not the aggressor. I'm just the one, like, my hand is there. You want to hit it? You hit it. But if there's a bad handshake, it's not my fault. It's your fault. That's kind of my plan there. Mike, your buddy Fred Mittick just texted me, by the way.
Drop down. What did he say?
He wants to give me some more bourbon, which I will probably take.
Yeah, you're in the place. I'm worried no one's going to hit the hand. You just put it up there. Yeah. What if
Tom Brady?
That's the go-to celebration, just hand up.
I'm generally worried about this, Ian, but we're also here to help. Because when Jace's Road wins the Derby, you are going to be like a tycoon. It's going to all blow up for you, and there's going to be additional equine athletes in the Rappaport stables. It's going to blow up. So when you get your next horse, we took a turn here at Good Morning Football of naming what your horse should be named. We did this on the air earlier. Here are the names. So per sources, that came from Mike Garofalo. It's pretty official. Speaking of official, yep. I went with officially official. That is a completely obnoxious phrase that you know is obnoxious, yet you still use. Go on, you guys talk about yours too.
Yeah, that was Will Selva went with Swagger Like Us. He knows you're a big hip hop guy. I got a little bit more specific. I know you're a Nas fan, so I went with Illmatic. And then Sarah Walsh went with Hold the Phone In, because you always have the phone. You're always breaking news. You're a working guy. What do you think about the names that we came up? Are any of them a possibility for your next horse?
Yeah. So Leah has talked about this. If we ever have the ability to name a horse, she wants to name it per sources or according to sources. So whatever Leah wants, generally, that's the way things are. So let's go with that.
Great minds think alike. Is Leah there? Can we see Leah?
Is she ready?
She is currently getting ready for a red carpet stroll today. So she is not available at this moment.
Ian, in the what ifs, what if they're going and they're coming through and the race is about to start and your phone buzzes and it's something... Dak Prescott has announced his retirement. You get a message from a source that says that. And then they go, and they're off. What do you do?
I text Mike and text Tom and I go, hey, guys, can you do me a favor? I hear this. Can you track this down? And then I'll see you in about 4
can
minutes.
You see that?
There you go, Mike. Yeah.
Can you see that?
So Mike's on
right
call.
There.
So
incredible.
I'll be like, hey, Mike, I got something
Mike's
for you.
Mike's on call.
Yeah.
Jace's Road, Victory Road. That is Ian Rappaport. Sources and horses all day long. Go get that thing, Ian.
Enjoy.
We love you. We're rooting for you.
Good
Morgan
luck,
Morning
Ian.
Football after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.